at 9LHM South in Indiana monitoring.
WE9GWM, Lansing, Illinois.
JWM, WA9, JWM, Nation.
WA9, JWM. Yeah, go ahead, Bill. Pretty low audio, though.
Oh, yeah, roger. I apologize. I am used to talking. I was, I've been talking quietly into the headset. And I forget to talk loudly into the hand mic here on the HD, talking into the HD.
Okay, yeah, you brought it up there, clipping a little bit, but that was fine. Yeah, it was real quiet. Well, plus I have my air conditioner on. You've heard that over the air with my sensitive Motorola microphone, but. I'm just up and down here, putting my XTR Moto Turbo in my truck right now. Just putting some waterproof connectors on the ignition system, so when people's feet touch the mat, it doesn't get into the wire and corrode it out. So I got the GM type waterproof connector, and I'm just having a hard time getting my fingers in between the two radios to tighten up the screws, the wing nut screws for the radio on the brackets, but I'll get there. It ain't like I used to be when I was wrenching. I could do that with my eyes closed. But yeah, that's cool. I was trying to text message you on Echo Link, but it kept saying you were busy, and I heard you on the ONA when you were on Echo Link, so that's why I was trying to text you.
Copy that. Yeah, no, just doing steel stuff over here in Grand Rapids. Right now I'm probably 500 feet away from the truck, so much too far away for Bluetooth to work. But the 70 centimeters back and forth between the hotspot and the radio works just fine. So you should sound, well, yeah, that's right. But, yeah, I got a little buzz on this side because, well, yeah, I guess the ONA is doing that to you. The guy in South Bend yesterday, he sounded really nice. He sounded really nice on Echo Link because he was coming in to the South Bend repeater, and then it was going straight to the internet and then to my I was talking to him, FM on my side because I was at the house, so I can talk directly into my All-Star node with FM when I'm at the house, but when I'm out and about, I've connected my All-Star node to this TGIF talk group. I just created a new one. Not that it matters to you. You won't notice. But, yeah, anyhow. I'll get back to you in a little bit here. I'm going to unload some steel, but definitely wanted to wave a hand at you since you were calling for me. But 73 for now. WA9JWM, KI9NG.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, get that to work there. And I'll be out here. I got the radio, the UHF radio on right now in the truck. I'm trying to put UHF Moto Turbo in, so I'll be up and down the stairs and getting tools and stuff, but I'll be out here, and we'll talk to you later. KI9NG, WE9JWM will be off and clear.
Okay, let's see if you're still there. WA9JWM, KI9NG.
WA9JWM. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, it's funny. You come up as William Mears on my screen here because that's how, I don't know how else to explain. Because it's my DMR ID that's associated with your transmission because it goes through me last, if that makes sense. Because you're, all this stuff. There's no way John would ever get this stuff going. And every time I'd bring it up, he would say, oh, there'd be guys coming in here and it's me, connected. And then it'd be two guys from over there talking about their prostate. Remember, you were there. You heard them say all that stuff. But, that'd be funny to see that happen over there, but never will now, I don't think.
Of course, I'm on RF. I'm doing low power right now too. Pretty good trip. I think this is helpful. I've heard many of conversations about that. It's very active. You know, they're talking about magnesia and stuff like that. But anyways, you're a little pixeled on the audio, but I can, you know, make out what you're saying. But you can tell you're on digital. Maybe multiple digital formats, but that's okay. You're getting in full quieting.
Well, the RFs are only traveling, there's nothing to be noisy except digital, right? Because I'm going digital with my hotspot. And then there, it goes to my house, and then it gets converted to an analog sound, and then it goes just through the internet, and then comes out of the KC9YNM. That's the path. I'm going to figure out a way to get this audio to come out of my 9. I don't know. Maybe I won't. So we could be talking right now on RF if we switched over to 2-meter simplex, you know, because I've got the remote running. And interesting little story. The reason I got on the K9ONA today was because I heard them. I can hear them like S6, S7. They were coming in S9 a couple times for a minute here and there today. And it was really intermodding with the W9LY. Tom was out there talking on it, and I wasn't gonna talk to him, but there was a lot of intermod, but I'm on the Grumpy Net today. Over.
I caught it when it was on scan when I turned the radio on. That's why I have the K9ONA on my UHF radio, and then I don't scan the LY on VHF. Or no, the ONA on VHF. I scan the LY on VHF. But when the ONA is keyed up, I hear them perfectly on UHF. But it covers up, kind of intermeds with, well, actually it does cover up the LY repeater, but I can hear the ONA just fine. And I don't need to, but I put the preamp on because they come in like 1 or 2 bars, the ONA repeater. So I just kick the preamp on. It's 20 dB receive gain, so it comes in a little clearer. But I don't really need it. But eventually when I get my VHF amplifier, I'll be in the mix. But until then, I only have it on UHF. But I was doing some DMR simplex today with another gentleman. I wrote his call down. I don't know where it's at. In my notebook, but on channel 1 VHF, international calling frequency. I scanned those too as well. And he just came on and gave his ID and I called him back. So that's good. Yeah, just like I was saying before, there's a lot of people that I talk on GMRS that have ham licenses, but they don't get on ham. And they're generals too. I don't understand it. They took the time to go take the test, but they talk GMRS constantly. No ham. So I don't. That's just what they want to do. But anyways, I guess they're having some problems on the new Capacity Plus system. And these people, I guess, you know, they got to answer their questions when they can't get in. They pay $200 a year to have the system, the ability to get on. I still don't understand why they won't let you program your own radio, but I guess you the encryption code, they don't want you to give that out. So they lock your radio with password protection. Not cool. I'm not dedicating a radio to that system and then pay $200 on top of it. $150 per radio. I know they got a lot of money involved with the system, but that's a little too steep for me. But anyways, we'll get off that subject. But yeah, apparently they're having problems. But yeah, I wonder who's going to take the Crete pair. I believe somebody in Naperville has it, but I don't hear about it. But I was hoping someone local would put up a decent repeater, and we'd have some sort of 600 back.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, can you get into the, WRZP 767 in St. John?
I believe you're asking about the St. John repeater. Yeah, I get into that one. Didn't he just get his ham license? I heard you guys talking about it yesterday. And for some reason, he doesn't really want to talk to me. I don't know why. He just kind of shrugged me off, but I don't know. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's affirmative. That's the one. It's pretty noisy here. Maybe I should clear off. What do you think?
I don't have the GMS radio on right now. I shut everything off so I don't come over my best mic of this Elenco. The 575 machine, I get in that full quieting, and I hear him hit that repeater by half scale. But are you going to sign off here now? Is that what you're saying?
Affirmative. I am on the bed of the truck unloading some steel. Really noisy here, so I won't pollute the airwaves anymore. 70 there, Joe. I'll be back in a little while. We'll see if you're around. And probably going to do a two-hour drive back home, and so we'll call out a couple times. 73, though. KI9NG clear.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I'm going to sign off and go back downstairs. I got some crimping to do on the wiring. We'll be on here. WA9JWM will be off.
Okay. Well, why didn't I think of that earlier? This is KI9NG on the All-Star node into the KC9YNM repeater.
Oh, you're all good on this end, WA9JWM.
Copy. And there should be basically no pixelation of the audio or audio artifacts. And might be a little drop-out here and there. And I'm sure there's a quarter-second delay. But, yeah, this is way better. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. I'm remoting into my 991, and I'm transmitting on 446-300 at 5 watts, and that's going into my All-Star node, and my All-Star node is connected to the KC9YNM repeater.
Yeah, it's better. At least somebody's trying to connect in here. We'll give a second here and let them go. WA9JWM.
KI9NG, standing by.
Okay, nothing heard. Yeah, the audio cleaned up real nice there, Bill. A little low, but that's like I said, it's no problem. No more pixeling. It was a little, there were some blank spots in there when you first keyed up. Real minute. But so far, so good.
Copy that. Yeah, no, that makes sense. You know, it's going through the cell phone back to the house there. And so, there's only so much you can do there. But, yeah, I bet the audio is pretty clean here. Low level. That's as high as the mic gain goes over here. I'd have to do more on the server side. That's all I can do on the client side for the mic. Oops, I unkeyed. But anyway, yeah, back to you. KI9NG.
Yeah, you don't need to turn the audio up anymore. Just leave it right there. It's fine. You know me, I'm always Mr. Loud Audio, but that's okay. You're crystal clear and very good. That's a vast improvement. I would say very satisfactory. Go ahead, sir.
Copy that. Yeah, I got to wait for my... And then I won't hear when the KC9YNM repeater identifies. I'll only hear when my repeater, it's called a simplex node, when my simplex node just identified. Pretty quick, though. Yeah, that's good stuff. I forget what you said about the Ogden Dunes repeater. Have you tried that one? It's a 440 FM machine. I know I asked you that just the other day, and I totally can't remember.
No, I haven't tried it yet. I don't even have the frequency or anything, the PL tone. I imagine if I can hear it, I can get into it. No problem. But I think I said that if I can't, you know, if I hear it, I can get into it. But no, so far I don't know what that repeater is about.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, it's up pretty high, and it's on the fire department in Ogden Dunes. So it should be a little closer to you than the Valpo Tower. The Valpo Tower is probably a little bit higher, though. So who knows? But... You're right. If you can hear it, you can get into it. I think it's only a 50-watt repeater anyway. So, and you can do better than that. But, I get it. Full quieting sounds really nice at my house. And it's all-star. Yeah, I wonder, you know, because that's the way the Brandmeister repeaters were, right? Somebody would just, we're going to have a chat. We're in this talk group with lots of other people. Let's go over to this other talk group. And nobody's over there. We'll just use that talk group to talk, you know, just the two of us. You're in California. I'm in Florida. Well, let's just pick this Indiana Repeaters talk group. And then we can talk over there. And that's the way that All-Star can work, too, you know. But... I wonder if it just doesn't because it has fewer users than Brandmeister did. But that's why Brandmeister kind of died, I think. But, I wasn't there, so I don't know. But I heard that's why a lot of repeater owners took their repeaters off of Brandmeister.
Okay. Yeah, I got to look into how many talk group IDs I can put in these model turbos. I'll have to look that up, but I believe a lot of them can go in. I but so far I'd have to put them in manually, and if there's thousands of them, I'm not going to sit there and do that manually. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, that's something interesting about the Brandmeister. But I have to get in more with DMRI. I really want to utilize it more. And too bad we couldn't do it on 220 straight up, you know, but there's no radios out there that'll do that. So, but yeah, the that repeater you're talking about, I'm sure I'll have no problem with it. If you can send me the repeater and PO phone, I'll put that in the radio. And I know I can get into it.
You know, it's funny. I think that maybe they didn't go through the repeater council because it's not 131.8. And the only other one that I know of that's not 131.8 is the N9IAA, and I don't know why that one's at where it's at either. But as far as I knew, all coordinated repeaters in Indiana were on 131.8. So, yeah, I don't know. But they don't have to, right? It is voluntary to go through the repeater council. Yeah, I don't know. It won't be for a couple hours before I send it to you. It is on, doggone it, I forgot the name already. Anyway. It's one of two repeaters in my area. It's the only other. This repeater and the one in Ogden Dunes are the only two that are on All-Star.
Okay, so I assume you can do just standard audio into it. RF. What am I looking for? Anyways, I've seen a few repeaters in India that are 173. I think 173.8. I believe Andy had a machine that was 173.8. It's his 440 machine. It was on top of the hospital that closed down, St. Francis. I don't remember the hospital, but it's more towards the Hammond side. But that hospital came down, just like St. Marcus North came down, so the 195 repeater is down no more. He even put it on a different frequency. Now it's on 145, 45, 131.8 PL. And I don't hear any traffic on there. It's been down for about a month, so I don't know if he's doing work to it or not, but he's getting up there in age, so I think he probably isn't going over there to repair it. But, that's interesting. Yeah, our north repeater in Wallafar is down. Somebody kept keying up on it. And we had Roger B going, and it went down. The PA went out on it. So we have the south box that's working now, and we'll see what happens with the north box, but that one's located in Homewood, and the south box is in Kankakee, but I get into it with no problem, and summer's coming up, so we probably should get that working for Skywarn, but we'll see what happens, and that's about it. Yeah, good audio, real good audio.
Copy that, Keto, K99NG. You said on the previous transmission, no radios will do that. My Anytone 578 will do DMR on 220.
Okay, Nick, that's right. You did. I forgot about that. Yep. Yeah, that would definitely be something interesting if... say a Linkle came out with something, but I don't think they're going to do that. But I would always like to do DMR on 220, so maybe I'll buy one of those Anytones, even though I don't like any of that stuff. But if that's all there is out there, I'm gonna have to squint and purchase it.
I Yeah, I'll have somebody make you up a badge that says Motorola. but you could get a Motorola amp for it because it's only 5 watts, and you'll want an amplifier. Bring it up to, you know, at least 50 or at least 25, right? So, yeah. Then hold your nose when you buy it.
Yep. While you were keyed up, that loud announcement came on, and the one node that came on a little while ago is disconnected, and it completely covers you up. It should quiet that audio down when someone comes in. The ONA does that. They'll announce while you're talking, but it's you know, at a real nice volume where it doesn't cover your audio up while you're talking. But anyways, yeah, look into that. Because DMR has really sparked my interest. But the P25 stuff, I was really into it at one time, but a lot of that kind of went away. Just my friends have it. And they use it, and they also encrypt. I have their encryption number, but they haven't been on lately. It's Simplex. And the Wallafar will do P25. So we haven't been using it, so I don't know. I haven't even turned that radio on. It's just sitting here collecting dust. But, yeah, it's something to think about as far as DMR and 220. That would be really cool. And then I'd have to buy one for the mobile and put a 220 antenna on it. So don't get me started.
You're right. So I'm using the default settings for AllStar also, and my Simplex node identified while you were transmitting it almost covered you up. You're good and loud, but you're loud, but it almost covered you up. So you're right. I should turn that way down. There's no reason for it to be that loud. Of course, when you're sitting there with the radio and nobody's talking and the repeater IDs and, my volume's really low, and then somebody keys up and it's super loud, that might be annoying too. I don't know. Well, I'll think about it. I've actually thought about making my Simplex node completely silent. I have all the information I need right here on the screen in front of me as far as what nodes I'm connected to. I didn't get a notification about the other node connecting in because they didn't connect to my node. I wonder if there's a way to do that. I would have seen it if I was on the KP9YNM node page. It'll show me all of their connections. But that's an interesting thing to think about. I don't know that anybody's done that. Today, I was on the DGIF talk group that I was telling you about. And I had it connected to a friend of mine's node in Manistee. I don't know if he connected it to a talk group or what happened, but there was some British guy talking to some German guy, and I had to just disconnect the node because, I mean, I'm not going to interrupt him. Hey, we're talking here, and I didn't know what was going on, so. But, anyhow, it was interesting anyway.
Yeah, okay, that was your node announcement. Okay, I thought it was the YNM announcement. It was pretty loud, but, yeah, you turn it down and just have it below our audio, that would work. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and back downstairs and try and finish this up. But I think I'm going to retire early, though. I'm getting tired. I'll probably just leave it for tomorrow afternoon and finish it up. But good talking to you. And I'll be back out there later. I'm just going to go ahead and try and finish this up. I got, 4 more hours of daylight? I may have to bring my drop light down there. But it's battery powered and it's bright. It's got the the bulbs that are real bright in it. I'm trying to think. See, I'm forgetting things now. Am I getting too old, am I? Yeah, probably. HID? No, that's not it. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about. And, I mean, I may sit down there and finish it, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. And, we'll definitely be back in a little while. I'm running out of things to say here. I don't know why. Probably because I got my mind not putting this radio on. But anyways, we'll talk to you later, Bill. And, you have a good time with that, and yeah, like I said, that audio is perfect, so no problem. And we'll go ahead and sign KI9NG. See, I got it messed up again. WANJWM. We clear after yours.
Copy that. And it was not my node. I have not yet experienced a node putting out its identifier onto the nodes. And what I heard was while you were transmitting, you heard the KC9YNM repeater announcing its identity while I was transmitting, and then as soon as you started transmitting, my node identified. So anyway, just a little thing there. But yeah, good luck on the car there, Joe. Hope you have good success. Great success. 73 WA9 JWMKI9N. Yeah, I'm gonna go over to the Ogden Dunes repeater, see if anybody's there. I'm gonna do it with RF. We'll catch you later. KI9NG clear. It's call sign is KD9NSC, November Sierra Charlie. Kilo Niner, November Sierra Charlie. KI9NG clear.
Hey, man, NYQ Mobile 220 Echo Link.
This is KI9NG on the KC9YNM repeater.
KD2GDZ, KD2MTG. KD2MTG, in and out, check in. KD2MTG, in and out. KD2MTG, clear.
This is W8MEL.
Fred!